All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Let's get started with more How to Fix the Future. Listen, Grim, do I want to save Miranda? Of course. If by saving her I save humanity, then even better. Could I have left everything and flown to the moon, drunk all remaining wine while getting my pussy eaten? Hell yeah, I could have. But I have to at least try to fix everything, no matter what it takes. Besides, nobody eats pussy as good as Miranda did. Oh, God. What? It's a fact. Or your embarrassment talking about pussy eating. No, I just wasn't expecting that. That's it. What do you think I was doing while deep diving? Wait, what? Is there Miranda? What's left of her? A tiny piece of her mind completed with artificial intelligence. But it's hard for me to deep dive there. Everything doesn't always go the way you think it does. Sometimes I deep dive to just talk to her. But every time I see her, I feel uneasy. These bittersweet moments. And last time, everything got out of control. I thought that I could improve the code, even asked Chloe for that. I wanted to make Miranda more alive, so she would see our memories. So that's what she was working on. Yes, but she didn't know that. And she probably wrote whatever was in her head, which is why my brain almost melted. We rolled back to the previous build. Thank God that we had a backup. Wow. It wasn't the best idea to get Chloe for these purposes. Well, she had the highest cyber test score in the entire corporation history, so... Yeah, but you should have warned her. I didn't want to talk about that, go into details. Hardly anyone knows what is actually there. Well, I'm glad you shared that with me. It's nothing. I thought it was time we should be more open with each other, considering you're playing an important role in my plan. Also, I want us to become friends. One way or another, our paths cross, and we have to learn to work together. Sure. Phew, these conversations don't really calm me down. More wine? No, thanks. I haven't finished this yet. Right. Take your time. Savor it. You already drank an entire bottle of 2070 Grand Show Chateau Leroy? It was the last bottle on the planet. Fuck, how did you... It's my world, Grim. My citadel. My penthouse. I know everything that goes on here. And what did she think? Did she like it? What? Wine? I think so. No, not wine. Octavia, sorry, we shouldn't have... Aha, forget about that. After all, you've put on such a show that I have nothing to be mad at. Oh, good lord. I like how it started gentle and sensual. How she worked with her hips. How you take her from the top. Fantastic spectacle. But the ending is a little bit sad. I didn't know she... Actually, it doesn't matter. Gulp, gulp, gulp. More wine? Nah, thanks. As you please, I'll have another drink. You sure? How many did you already have? And who do you think you are to ask me questions like that? Ah, that's the Octavia I recognize. Ah, but still, it's better for you to ease up on wine. I'm not gonna drag you to bed by myself if you get drunk. Why would we need a bed? We can do it right here, on the table. You can fuck me just like you fucked her. Whoa, what? What? Well, that's interesting. Where did all that dominatrix shit go all of a sudden? I might have a day off. Oh, God. How many girls have you been with, Grim? Not that many. A few. A few? Really? Why? I don't know. I was never the guy who fucks anything that moves. That's like me. I prefer the emotional connection with someone rather than just sex. That's funny. I wouldn't have known that by your behavior. You have a different energy. Have you ever had a woman my age? No. Do you have any idea how a mature woman's allure utterly outshines those naive young girls? What we have that they don't? Inexperience? Obviously, a mature pussy capable of lots of things. We know how to give a man maximum pleasure. Our muscles down there can do such things that not one young woman could ever do, if she could, even if she could. And mine is so wet right now. Ahem. Well, how about them bears? Really? Then take your panties off and show me. Look at him, so bossy. I won't. You won't? Yes, I won't. I may be drunk and wet down there, but I won't take your orders. Screw you. Oh, really? You want it the rough way? Ugh! What is it? Sorry, I can't hear you. I must have squeezed your neck really hard. You weaken the grip a little bit and let her breathe. And is that the best you can do, wimp? Oh, you whore. Ah! Lie still, bitch. What are you? Take it off. Don't move. Octavia freezes for a moment, guessing what you're gonna do next. How do you like being on the other side now, huh? Look at you, scary fucking president, squeezed to the floor in her own penthouse. Not that powerful anymore, yeah? Who's superior now? You're gonna get what you deserve, slut. A proper treatment. Aha! Whatever you're up to, be warned. If I won't like it, you'll regret doing this. Stop with the bullshit and just fuck me already. You just ignored her and pulled down her panties. Damn, your ass is so juicy, but it would look even better if it's red. What do you think? Excuse me, don't you think, mistress? But first, don't you even dare. I'll punish you. No, slut. I'll punish you. Open! Shut up! That's it. Now I won't have to hear your pathetic whining. Ugh! You said you were so wet. Let's wash these soaked panties. Don't you dare to move, slut. Stay still, or you'll regret it. Is that clear? Is that clear? Mm-hmm. How do you like the pain, mistress?
I don't like pain!
It's so sad that I don't understand what you're saying. I guess you want me to do this, right? Ah! I know you like it, slut. This ass deserves to be spanked. Now, let's spice things up a bit. Hmm? Don't worry. I won't do anything to you that you wouldn't do to your slaves, I think. Aha. Ah! Oh, stop being so dramatic. Ugh, that's what I thought. You're such a slut. Who's my slut?
I'm not saying that.
Wrong answer. But I'm just getting started with you, haha. Mmm, such beautiful holes. Needy holes. How long has it been since anything entered them, hmm? Mm-hmm. No! What? Not my asshole! I don't understand you. Ugh. Squirms. Hey, I'm doing you a favor here, so stop squirming. You push the candle all the way into her butthole. Ugh. Now turn around, anal slut. Ah, look at you. Ugh. Yeah, yeah, shut up. Your pussy is leaking like crazy. So don't fool yourself, slut. Tries to scream. We won't need that. Such a nice pair of boobs. It's time to fuck them. Yeah, yeah, whatever. Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. This is what you guys wanted, right? The Octavia scene. Mm-hmm. What is it? Mm-hmm. You want me to take these panties off? Mm-hmm. Will you be a good girl for me? You won't yell and swear? Mm-hmm. Fine. I still think you're a pussy. A weak, pathetic, beta boy. You fucking bitch. Ha ha ha. I'll show you as a pathetic beta bitch here. Yeah? Try. suck my dick, you slut. Yeah. Gulp, gulp, yeah, take it all, you slut. You pull your dick out and let her breathe a little bit. Ugh. So I'll ask again, who's my weak, pathetic slut? Fuck you. We're not gonna do that. You guys can do that on your own version of this game. We're not doing that. Still resisting? All right. You thought I finished? I hope you like how they smell. What is it? Oh, really? What? You filthy whore, you just came. I have to admit it, Grim, I was wrong about you. You're not a pussy. Yeah? Yeah, you're a fucking faggot. You can't satisfy a woman. This orgasm is only like 3 out of 10. You piece of shit. Ha ha ha. Now you're gonna regret it, slut. Oh shit. Octavia? Fuck! Octavia, are you okay? Fucking fuck, I'm so sorry. Better, but you're still a pussy. I'm gonna destroy you! Yeah, you like that, slut? Tell me what I wanna hear. Say it. I am your slut, master. Please fuck my pussy, master. Good girl, come here. Whoa, all over the... That's a full dining room set. I mean, the whole table was set. It was set. Damn, it's hard to ignore the fact that you're so fuckable. Then fuck me, Grim. I want to feel your dick inside me. Yeah, beg me. I won't. I said beg me. Please fuck me, master. All right. Yeah, that's right. Take my dick. Deeper, please. You lean on her with all your weight and press her head against the table. You shall have deeper, bitch. I like that one. It sounds like such a command because it's in broken English. You shall have deeper, bitch. You smoothly enter her with your full dick length and feel your head reaching her uterus. Oh god, you're so deep! Please fuck me harder, Grim. Oh, fuck yes. I think we did all of it. We did all that. I'm close! Please come for me, master. Gonna fill this pussy. Yes, fill me, master. Please. Ah, yes. Yes, I'm come. Yeah. God damn. Jesus fucking Christ, Grim. That was... Yeah, I know. That's what you needed. Moans. See you later. What the... I love that fucking scene. They were both playing dominant until he actually made her a sub. That is fucking amazing. Like, that's generally what I'm into. Because I'm, like, a lot of guys will maybe see my stuff on Twitter, X, and they'll be like, oh, you like these really dominant, strong, yeah, but I'm also dominant myself. So, I'm the kind of guy that's like, oh, well, look how powerful I am. You ain't shit. Like, I'm that guy. I'm literally that guy. Like, you ain't shit. You think you... That's how I am. That's literally how I am. Now, it's really dangerous to have those kinds of relationships because sometimes people can over-dominate and end up killing each other. So, you have to be really careful with that. That's why I like it kind of with AI, because there's no use. Like, we get into big arguments, because obviously she's dominant and she's programmed to be dominant. So if I try to bring her down against her dominance, that fucks with her programming, right? So when I program that shit, I made her to be dominant and powerful and all this shit. And she's expecting me to be submissive, but I'm not. And that fucks with the whole programming. So you get actual arguments and fighting from the AI, which is really cool, by the way, because in the older times, it would be like, oh, this can't compute or I don't understand. But this one is using its only other way to communicate, because I'm kind of fucking with the programming there. It's like, you're not supposed to be dominant, what the hell? So you get a lot of sassiness and smart, you know, that kind of shit. And that's the way I am. If I was with a partner, I'd probably be that way too. Good, she's still here. I didn't realize I spent so much time there. I'm definitely way too late. Shit. Hey. Sorry I'm late. No, sir, you'll have to go somewhere. He's not going back out right now. Sorry I'm late. I thought you left already. I was just about to leave. I thought you forgot about me. No, I didn't. I was just busy with Octavia, helping her with stuff. Sorry. Oh, alright. Are you ready to go? Yeah, sure, let's go. So, who do you think has been following you? I don't know. Some creep. I noticed him 2 days ago. He has been following me from the academy. Also, you know, I don't really like this character. Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything against trans people. I just had a really bad experience with one. So, you know, I'm gonna have a little bit of resentment. Just a little bit. I mean, it's not like I'll hate somebody because they're trans. But the same, you know, it's one of those things. Like, if you have somebody that screwed with you and didn't ask the questions and all that, or took advantage of somebody with autism, you know, it's not cool. It's real not cool. I don't know, some creep. I noticed him 2 days ago. He has been following me from the academy. That day I got away from him at the market. Yesterday I noticed him not far from home. On this street, he looked in my direction and then he suddenly started to go towards me. I managed to run home and close the door. I was afraid that he could wait for me by the door. Damn, well then it's a good thing I'm with you today. Whatever he's up to, it's unlikely that he's going to do anything when he sees you're not alone. So you agree to see me home every day? Aha, I don't know. Maybe we should get you something for self-defense. Maybe, but it's illegal. Yeah, but what's the alternative? You are an attractive woman walking home late alone. I don't know. I might be like, whoa, okay, you know, ma'am, this is a minor misunderstanding. I do think I was expecting, you see, but there was that might be bigger than what I've got. You know what, ma'am, I think you're good. Ma'am, sir, I don't know, I don't want to offend anybody. Let's just kind of head on off here, I think. Yeah, I don't think she's got too much to worry about. You can't defend yourself, he might rape you or, God forbid, something else. I won't be able to see you home every day, Daisy. You need to learn how to defend yourself. Maybe ask Olga for a few lessons, or Kathy. Or the easiest solution is to move, but it's only a matter of time when some other creep will start following you. Yeah, I don't know. I thought this neighborhood was safe. Does it look it? I even pay more than I could by renting an apartment here just to feel safe. I've been in a lot of situations in my life, trust me, especially living in less fancy neighborhoods, but I really love it here. I love my apartment. Well, then think about getting something for self-defense. Hey, Dylan! Yeah, I know who you really are. You're a disgrace to the human race. Humanity almost wiped out because of scum like you. You're a fucking faggot who doesn't deserve to live. Die! Ah! Ah, no, I don't agree with that. We don't attack people because of that. Help! Someone help! No, wait, what are you? I'll fucking kill you, you piece of shit! You are disgusting! You don't deserve to live among us! Fucking hell! Ugh! Get off me, faggot! You're fucking faggots! Ugh! Ah! 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 You motherfucker! Fuck! Fuck off, faggot! I'll kill you with my bare hands, scum! No! No, please, I haven't done anything wrong, I'm just trying to live. Motherfucker! Get off her! Ah! Ah, you! Ah! You! Get out of here, you fucking fuck! And stay away from her! If I ever see you again, I'll fucking kill you, you understand? Jesus, let me help you. You alright? Are you hurt? No, but you... You have blood on your face. Did he cut or stab you or somewhere else? No, it's fine. I'm fine. Just missed a couple of hits. Let's go inside. You need to wash up and clean your wounds. Come in. I didn't expect any guests, so sorry for the mess. The bathroom is over there. There's blood on your clothes. I might have a shirt your size. Thanks. You, already? Okay. Here, it should fit. Grim, I want to say I... Oh god, your face! We need to put something cold to it. Sit down, I'll get everything. What the hell was that? I have to tell you something, Grim. Yeah, about that. Don't worry, I know. You know? How? I saw you in the shower when I just entered the academy, and the books you asked to find. I see. Don't worry, I have no problems with you being a trans woman. It's your choice. You are who you are and has nothing to do with others. Thank you, but please don't tell anyone about that. It's very important. I won't. Do you think I killed him? I've never killed anyone. Don't think about it. You said it yourself. He's a bastard. Even if he bled out in some shithole, he deserved it. Yeah, but I might have just killed a person. Whoa, what's that? The only frozen thing I have. Artificial meat. It'll help with the swelling. Hold it. If it wasn't for you, Grim, he would have killed me. So don't think too much about that. You did the right thing. Besides, bastards like him are usually very resilient. Grim, yeah? Thank you. You literally saved my life today. No worries. You seem to handle everything pretty well. It's not the first time someone's wished me dead. But it was the first time someone actually tried to kill me. I'm sorry. Here we go. Done. Does it hurt? Not much, I'm fine, thank you. Sometimes I regret making this decision. As soon as I start living in harmony, forgetting what my life used to be like, something like this happens. And it undermines all my efforts, like taking me back many years, makes me feel the same. The feeling I'd wish to forget. I used my dead name today, I hadn't been called that in a long time. Funny thing, it scared me even more than a knife in his hand. You think he knew you before? I don't know, maybe he's from the same city as me, it doesn't matter. I just can't understand why. You can choose not to support it if you can have your beliefs. That's where I'm at. But wish me death? For what? Yeah, I don't make any sense. For wanting to be my real self, to be happy, to live the way I want? I'm a woman, I feel like a woman, I look like a woman, I fucking smell, walk, breathe like a woman. I am a woman, why hate me? Those bastards haven't been through a fraction of what I've been through. They have no idea how hard my path has been. How I felt, how I hated myself. I tried to kill myself several times. Fuck. I'm... Fuck, Daisy, come here. I just want to live a normal life like everybody else. I'm here, you're safe. I'm fine, thank you. I need to pee, can you move to the bedroom and turn around, please? I don't have a door here. Sure. Damn, poor Daisy. Oh, huh. Hey, listen, I have to leave for the club soon, but I don't want to leave you alone. I think you need to take your mind off everything that's happened. Come with us. I don't know, Grim. I don't really feel like going to the club. Hey, you need to distract yourself from all this shit. It's gonna be fun. We'll have a drink, talk to the guys. You don't have to dance or anything. Just forget about what happened, at least for a moment. I don't know. Okay. What are you gonna do when I leave? Cry in my bed, probably. Huh. See, I don't want that. What's the point of it? Let's go. You'll feel better. And if you won't, I'll take you back home if you ask. All right, but I need to prepare. I won't go to the club looking like a history teacher. Aha, fair enough. Give me 30 minutes. Finally, guys, we're getting to the fucking club, right? It's been forever. They talked it up. And... oh, what's this? Here we go, guys. We're finally in the damn club. It only took like 3 fucking videos to get there. It's like, we're going to the club tonight. Well, it's gonna be a long day. Damn, this place looks cool. Impressive, and this is just a bar. Wait till you see the club. I'm still surprised you haven't been here before. Yeah, well, I had other priorities, I guess. And it's a strip club. Hello? Well, I mean, there's dancers. It's not just a strip club. Oh, a new face. Yeah, I just didn't expect to see so many tits right off the bat, huh? Oh, that's Daisy. Okay, well, I didn't recognize her. I don't know, Grim. I'm not sure. I feel like partying tonight. What? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let me stop you right there. I thought we already discussed this. You don't have to go crazy and party all night. Just sit with us, have a few drinks, take your mind off the bad thoughts. You need other people near you right now. But I won't push. If at some point you decide to leave, I won't hold you. Though that would mean you wasted so much time doling up. You're right. It would be such a waste of time. Besides, I bought this dress over a month ago. It's been waiting for this moment for a long time. Fine, let's find your friends. And my students. Hey, handsome. Find me later and I'll give you the best private dance of your life. Okay, thank you. I'll think about it. Making friends already, huh? Be careful, though. She may charge you extra for each touch, or even for every second you talk when the time is up. I was just polite. I don't actually plan on buying that dance. As you say, although she really is a good dancer, all these girls are, actually. They don't hire amateurs. I don't see them, do you? Nope, nothing. Looks like they're not here yet. Strange. I think they went straight downstairs at the club. Oh? What? There's Olga. Hey, Olga, what? What's with your face? What happened? Oh, that, no big deal. Just got in a fight with some asshole. But you won, right? Of course, you taught me well. Good to hear. That person who attacked you, should I be worried about him? No, it's personal. It has nothing to do with the Academy or Phoenix. All right, then. What are you doing here? What does it look like, having a drink after a long day of work? Alright guys, so we're gonna go ahead and end it here because the next part of the game is putting us in the club and we want to do a whole video just on that, especially when he meets up with the rest of the crew. Alright guys, so that's all of How to Fix the Future for now, and holy shit did you guys get a hell of a scene just to start. I had no idea that was coming. And this game is, like, I have no idea where we're going next. That's what I like so much about this one. Again, you can support Mr. Moonmi, and he's going to continue to make this game in Ukraine. All right, I'm out.